Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. Regular listeners to the Beacon Broadcast will know that we have been combing through a good portion of Romans chapter 9 over the last several broadcasts, because that passage that is so clear about the sovereignty of God and His right to do with His creation according to His own plan and design and will and pleasure is so key to understanding who God is. And so key to our being rightly related to God as He truly is. And there are a lot of things in there that help us understand more fully what's going on in the book of Obadiah, which is where we were studying before we moved to Romans chapter 9 to get this fuller explanation of what was going on between Israel and Edom, tracing back to Jacob and Esau, and the way that God dealt with each of them, with absolutely no injustice to anyone, but nevertheless a sovereign exercise of mercy toward Israel that was not extended to Edom. And that's the part that people find difficult, but that is taught so clearly in Scripture, so we've got to come to terms with it, and we've got to adjust our thinking. And if we have problems with it, then we need to ask God to help us get over those problems, to understand what He is saying, and to come to terms with it, to embrace it, to rejoice in it, to affirm it, because it is what God has revealed. And that's the bottom line. God said it, I believe it. Isn't that right? God said it, I believe it. That settles it. And that's what we find in Romans chapter 9. But we have one more passage I want to look at before we're completely done with this excursion. And we'll do that in a moment. Thank you for joining me on this Friday, June 19. And thank you for the financial help that keeps us teaching on this station. Well, this whole issue of God granting grace to some and not to others, it's explained by Jesus in a parable in Matthew chapter 20. And I'll read the parable, and then we'll make a few comments as time allows. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now, when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said to them, 'Why have you been standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right you will receive.' So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, 'Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first.' And when Those came who were hired about the 11th hour. They each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good?" So the last will be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few chosen. What do we make of this? This is telling us that God has the right to show mercy to some that he doesn't show to others. He has the right to show greater levels of mercy to some than to others, and that's perfectly within his right. And he illustrates that for us in this parable of the landowner. Now think this thing through. There is something within us that says, well, wait a minute, if he paid the people who only worked an hour a day a denarius, by the way, was the usual salary for, if you want to call it a salary, the usual wages for a common laboring man for 1 day's work. It was common throughout that period in history and that time and place in history. A denarius was a day's wage for a common laborer. So the men who were hired at 6 o'clock in the morning and worked all day in the vineyard, they agreed to work in the vineyard all day for a denarius, which was a proper payment, a just payment, a fair payment, a standard payment. It would be like in our day, perhaps, I don't know, hiring somebody and saying, if you'll help me do whatever, work in the yard, help me move some things around in my house, I'll pay you $100 for your day's work. That wouldn't be too uncommon, would it? Well, suppose, let's kind of change the parable and put it in modern terms. Let's suppose that somebody hired a couple of guys to do that, to work for them for $100 a day. And he went out later in the day and he saw some people who were wanting work but hadn't had an opportunity, and he still had more work to do, and he didn't think he was going to get everything done by those two guys he hired early in the morning. So he said to the others, "Come on, you work for me and I'll pay you fairly." And no specific amount was given, but was agreed upon, but they came. And anyway, at the end of the day, he took the however many it was, he ended up hiring all day long, and he handed each one of them a $100 bill. Because, presumably, we don't go into details here, but because, presumably, he recognized that all of these men had families to feed, all of them were willing to work, but some of them didn't have opportunity to be hired until later in the day. And he just said, "I'm going to give you all $100 because I know all of you need $100 to take care of your family and your obligations. You're all hardworking men, and that's what I want to do." And the first guy say, wait a minute. You're treating us the same as the guys who only worked half a day. You gave them $100. You gave us $100. We worked the whole day." And the man says, "But when I hired you in the morning, didn't we agree that you would work for $100 a day?" "Yes." "Well, why am I treating you unfairly? Why am I treating you unjustly?" "I'm not. I'm not treating you unjustly. I just happen to be treating the other men compassionately. I'm being gracious to them, I'm being just to you. It's as simple as that. I'm not mistreating you. I'm not treating you unfairly. It would be treating them unfairly if you hired them at the beginning of the day for $100 a day and then got to the end of the day and said, sorry, I don't have enough to pay you $100. I'm just going to give you $50. Now, that would be unjust. That would be unjust. But they agreed for $100 a day. At the end of the day, they get $100. But others agreed to work, and no specific amount was mentioned, but the one who hired them, just out of an act of love, kindness, compassion, a desire to give, decided to give to some of them more than they deserved, but he gave nobody less than they deserved. Nobody was treated unjustly, but some were treated with extra mercy, extra kindness. That's the picture of what's going on in God showing mercy on whom he will have mercy, showing compassion on whom he will have compassion. That's his right. That's his prerogative. It's his divine prerogative. Grace, after all, is unmerited favor. Did those workers in the vineyard who came in late in the day, did they deserve a denarius? No. That's grace. They were given more than they deserved. A gift is not owed. Something that is owed is payment. It's payment. It's wages. But the withholding of a gift is not injustice. It's not owed. And there's tends to be in the human heart something of a sinful entitlement mentality that says, I'm entitled to what anybody else gets. And if he gets $100 for working half a day, then I'm entitled to $200 for working a whole day. But you're not, because the agreement was $100 a day, and you knew it was a fair agreement, and you agreed to it. And a gift is entirely in the decision and activity of the giver. God has a right to give grace where and when he chooses. He has, and because he gives it to some, he's under no obligation to give the same to others. What he's under obligation to do, as a righteous God, as the just judge of all the earth, he's under obligation to treat everyone fairly, in other words, nobody less than fairly, to treat no one unjustly, to punish no one more severely than they deserve. That's what God is under obligation to do because of his righteous character, and that is what he always does. Nobody gets worse treatment than they deserve, but some get gracious treatment that they don't deserve. And it is God's prerogative to do that. Why would we quarrel with him about that? That's what's going on with Jacob and Esau. God, for whatever purposes of his own, chose to extend a level of grace to Jacob that he chose not to extend to Esau. Esau has no claim on it. He has no right to it. He has no complaint. As long as he's not being treated unjustly, he has no complaint. And neither do you, and neither does anybody else. Let's let God be God, and let us be his creatures, his subjects, his worshipers. Let us bow before his throne. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.